4, verses 40 through 44. As the sun was setting, all those caring for any who were sick with various kinds of diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on each of them and cured them. Moreover, demons also came out of many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Messiah. At daybreak, he departed and went into a deserted place. As the crowds began looking for him, and when they reached him, they tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said to them, "I must proclaim the good news for the kingdom of God to the other cities also, for I was sent for this purpose." So he continued proclaiming the message in the synagogues of Judea. This is the word of God for the people of God.
You know, there are those out there who would say that life has no meaning. That you and I, we are just minuscule specks in a vast, outrageously infinite universe and all that is. And therefore, our lives cannot possibly have any true meaning, true purpose. Friends, I have to tell you that I disagree mightily with folks that might think that way. I might understand, but I disagree with them because I have seen people, I have experienced people who live life with a purpose. Let's talk about children. Children have a purpose. We see the glory of God's creation every time a child is born. Amen. And we find joy every time a child giggles and laughs, and as they grow older, as they succeed in life, and we feel that pride going on. And yes, our children drive us crazy for any manner of reasons. But I would share with you that our children also have wisdom to share. That is one of their purposes. And so I would share with you at this moment some timely wisdom from children. From Patrick, age 10. Never trust a dog to watch your food. From Michael, age 14. When your dad is mad and asks you, "Do I look stupid?" don't answer him. Michael also said, "Never tell your mom her diet's not working." Susie, at age 9, has this bit of wisdom to share. She says, "Never hold a dustbuster and a cat at the same time." Naomi, a wise one at 15, the oldest on our list, said, "If you want a puppy, start out by asking for a horse." Lauren, at age 9, oh, you know this is experiential wisdom. Felt markers are not good to use as lipstick. And Joel, age 10, a full decade, shares this with us. Don't pick on your sister when she's holding a baseball bat. And finally, Eileen, with some of the most timeless wisdom of all, at the age of 8 years old, says, "Never try to baptize a cat." Speaking words of wisdom, this is the purpose of our children, and then some. And guess what? We all have a purpose too. Our lives have purpose. And we're going to be talking about that this morning. A divine partnership with God the Father. Prayers that have transformative power to change this world for good. And the superpower of choosing a miracle-making mindset, even in the face of life's obstacles. All of these things are things that Jesus Christ believed and believed that he had. And because we are disciples who are learning how to be apostles, we are moving from not only believing in Jesus to believing like Jesus. And in believing like Jesus, then we know too that we have a divine partnership with God the Father, that our prayers have power and they can make a difference in this world, and that we too, when we're facing all the craziness that life throws at us, that we can choose a miracle-making mindset that can change everything. And that is a superpower. Today we're going to be talking about something else that Jesus believed with all his heart. And that was that his life had a purpose. And I think you know where we're going with this. If Jesus believed that with all his heart, then we can believe our life had purpose too. But it's not just about believing it here. It's about believing it here. And it's not just about believing it here. It means acting on your purpose that you believe in. You will be moved to make a difference. So Brian shared with us an account of Jesus' ministry from the 4th chapter of Luke. How many of you have read the Gospel of Luke? All right, a lot of hands out there. The 4th chapter is amazing. I love the way that it's constructed because it's all about Jesus really coming to grips with his purpose in life. That chapter begins with a story that we all know so well. Jesus is out in the wilderness for 40 days, a long time. And while he's out in that wilderness all alone, he finds that he's not alone, in that the devil comes and tempts him not once, not twice, but 3 times. Jesus perseveres through those temptations, and in doing so, then he knows and he articulates to the devil that he is to love and serve God with all of his heart. And Jesus does exactly that. From his wilderness experience, and he goes out into the world and he begins in his hometown of Nazareth. I remember when I was younger, Nazareth was a band. But now I know it's Jesus' hometown. And Jesus went to his hometown, and you would think that when Jesus came to his hometown and went to his synagogue to give a message, that the hometown crowd would be ecstatic. Hometown boy, make good. He goes to the synagogue, but he shares a challenging message from the scripture of Isaiah. And it's such a challenging message that instead of being happy for their hometown boy, they become angry, incensed, and they become so angry they want to kill him. As Luke says, they wanted to drive him off a cliff, but Jesus was able to get away. Good thing, huh? Jesus continues out in the world, and he continues honoring the purpose that he has. He continues to live his purpose. He drives a demon out of a man. He cures Simon Peter's mother-in-law. And soon his reputation grows and it spreads. And now when we come to scripture that Brian shared with us, everybody's coming to him to experience that healing. That is Jesus living out the purpose that he has, that he believed in. We have a purpose too. And how can we know what that purpose might be? I'm going to call it our Jesus purpose today. Well, we can find insights from the very scripture that Brian shared with us. Reverend Rebecca Simon Peter, whose work I'm inspired by in this message series, she offers 4 ways we can look at Luke 4, 40 to 44, to see how we could discern what our Jesus purpose is. The first one, and we'll go to that slide, Les, is doing what you love, right? Brian was reading the scripture, Jesus is doing what he's loving, and doing what he loves to do is healing people. Because that's Jesus' way of proclaiming that the kingdom of God has come near. He didn't just preach it with words. He didn't just teach it. He also embodied it. And part of that was in his healing and his table fellowship. So we read that. So what I would ask for each of you to be thinking about right now is, what is it that you love doing that you find easy to do, that you feel just excited when you do it, that's not just for you, however, but serves the common good. Chances are, if you know what that is, then you are believing and living out of Jesus' purpose. Now, what happens when you're doing what you love and living out of Jesus' purpose is that challenges arise. They do. We saw that happen with Jesus, didn't we? Think about that. Jesus is trying to live out his purpose by having some alone time with God, and he bumps into a challenge from Satan. And then when he's in his hometown, he bumps into a challenge from people who are angry with him because of the message that he preached. And even today, Jesus faces a challenge to his purpose, but it's not from people that hate him. It's from people who love him. Because Jesus is, hearing some screaming out there a little bit, hope all's well. Jesus is with him out there. There it is. But Jesus is facing a challenge from people who want him to stay. And so what is it, when you're thinking about the things that you do, what is it that pushes back against you in accomplishing the purpose in your life? Just like Jesus encountered challenges in his ministry, what is it that you encounter every day that you try to do good out in the world? Challenges arise, but challenges can also bring clarity. Clarity emerges. Again, we see in this scripture how when the people asked Jesus to stay because he healed them and they loved him, Jesus, please stay. It would have been the safe thing to do, but Jesus wisely said, hey, look, I am called to go to other cities to proclaim the kingdom of God. This is what I do. This is why I am here. And so he lets them know the clarity of his purpose becomes clear. How about you? When you're thinking through all those challenges that you have, how do you see your purpose in life, your Jesus purpose, becoming more and more clear as you see how it is formed in this way? And lastly, clarity leads to action. You may come to a belief in your purpose that Jesus has given you. But just coming to that belief, say, this is my purpose in life, and then just sitting there is not the point. It leads to action. What did Jesus do? Well, as the scripture ended today, Jesus goes out throughout all Judea and continues on with his work. It's the same thing with us. The purpose that Jesus gives us leads us into action, right? If you say, Jesus wants me to do this, but I don't want to, that's not the point. It leads you to action. Maybe not at this time, but at some time, Jesus' heart and love will lead you into action. Easier said than done? It seems fairly easy, doing what you love, looking at the challenges that arise to clarity emerges, that clarity that leads to action. And I would invite you, as part of your spiritual discipline this week, you know, every week we give you a spiritual discipline to try. I would ask that you would think about these things. What is it that you like to do, that you love to do, and that serves the common good? What are the challenges that you face or continue to face? How does that begin to form your purpose? And what is your purpose in life calling you to do? It's not supposed to be easy. This is not easy work, becoming an apostle of Jesus Christ, moving from believing in Jesus and then going to believing like Jesus. But it can be done. This past week I read about a man, Nick Vujicic. Nick Vujicic is an Australian-American speaker, an inspirational speaker, an anti-bullying advocate, New York Times bestseller, and just an amazing person. Nick is living out his Jesus' purpose. Because what Nick does is that he reflects on a life, a very difficult life, a very challenging life, where he faced bullying as a child, where he faced a lot of obstacles in his way. At one point in his life, he was so hopeless that he tried to commit suicide. Praise God that he was not successful, because he has come through that challenge, and today he changes the world by sharing his inspiring story that you can do anything in Jesus Christ. This is Nick Buich. He was born with tetramelia syndrome. It's where a rare condition where you're born without arms and legs. You see there down there, he's got a little foot. He calls that his chicken wing. He's got a great sense of humor. This man goes around the world and speaks about what Jesus can do. And he gives people hope. Can we go to the next slide? Here he is in Phnom Penh. And what Nick does is that he reflects on his life and what Jesus has done for him and all the challenges that he has. And he's encountered challenges we can't even know, right? But he has come through, and behold what he's able to do. He speaks all around the world. He is married now with 4 children. And he does so much more. He created a curriculum for elementary schools called Attitude is Altitude that encourages children to realize their dreams no matter where they are, no matter who they are. And he's created an evangelistic organization called Life Without Limbs, where he shares there are no barriers between us and Jesus Christ and the purpose that Jesus calls us to. Thank you, Les. I love what my sermon research can do. Can introduce me to people that I might not have ever thought of before. It's a blessing. I'm going to follow up. I've joined several mailing lists of Nick's website, and I hope that you do too. You see, so many times Jesus gives us our purpose. He calls us to follow him, and we're saying, yeah, we know our life has a purpose, Kevin. But we got other things to do. We got our own thing to do. Is that why you were created? To do your own thing? Were we not created by a generous God for us to be a generous people and for those of us here to be connected to Jesus and to live that purpose? I think we are. So this week, be thinking about doing the things that you do that you love, how those help other people, how they serve other people. Be thinking about those obstacles. Identify those obstacles. And then allow those obstacles to see how they formed you in your life and knowing your Jesus purpose. And then don't just set on your purpose. Live it out. And watch how the world will transform. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen.